Today's daf is daf kuf lamed tes. So we got three lines down. We are discussing about mukdashim, that one of the things the Mishnah taught us yesterday's daf is that mukdashim, an animal that may be a bird that's mukdash, is pata from shiluach hakein. So says Gemara, honey, mukdashim, three lines down, hey chidami, where do you have an instance? How do you even have an example of mukdashim with regards to shiluach hakein? So Gemara says, hey chidami, ilam, if you're going to tell me davalei kain besach besav akdisha, he had a nest in his house and he was makdishit, so now the nest and the birds and the eggs, everything is kadosh. Well, mi mechayiv, is that case going to be chayiv in shiluach hakein? The pasuk tells us it can't be the case, because ki kare kan tzipor, when there's a basket, when there's a nest, there's a bird's nest, pratlam mezuman, it can't be if it's prepared. So if it's in your house, by definition, that's mezuman already, and mezuman, which is already prepared, it's in your presence, that's patur from shiluach hakein. So it can't be in your presence. Ella, the chazi kein ba'alma. So he sees a nest out there in the wild. Ve'aktishe, and he's maktishit, so since it doesn't own it, it's not mezuman. So then now it's kadosh, so therefore it's going to be chayv, and that would be a havamina of shiluach hakein. Kamashalan muktashim is patur. But Gemara says that doesn't work either. There's a technical problem, because you can't be maktish that which is in the wild. Umi kadosh, is that, will that kedusha take effect? Ish ki yaktish is beso. The pasuk says when a person's maktish is property, kadosh, that's when there's kedusha. Amar Rachmano, ma besa birshu. So just like his house is in his property, under his auspices, afkol birshu, so to anything else is under his control. As opposed to that which is in the wild is not under his control, the hektish will not be chal. So it can't be in his house because that's not mezuman. It can't be outside of his house because the hektish isn't chal. So where do you have a case of mukdashim that would be possibly chayiv, at least in the havamina, chayiv in shiluach hakein? So Ella, the Gemara says, Zagbehinu lafrochim v'aktishinu. It's a situation where there is a nest out there in the wild. He went over and picked up the little chicks, and he was makdish the chicks in his hands. V'hadar hajinu, then he placed them back down into the basket. So now you have a little mukdashinu. He's able to be makdish because he lifted up. He did a hakbah on it. Once he did a hakbah, so now it's a birshuso, and then he placed them back down in the wild, and they have hektish birds in the wild. So Gemara says, that doesn't work, because hi, afilu b'chulin, Nami lo mechayiv. Had that been a case of regular chulin, let's say he wasn't makdish the birds at all, he just lifted up, so that wouldn't be chayiv by chulin. Why? Because that's also a case of mezuman. Once he acquired the birds, now that's under his birshuso, and that's pater from shiluach hakein in general. Forget mukdashim afilu b'chulin. The Tana, the Brisa tells us that natel sabanim, if you take the chicks ve'achziran lekan, you put them back into the basket v'acharka chazra ha'em, and then the mother turns back to sit and hover over the chicks aleim pater milashlach, your pater from sending away the birds, because in that case Rashi says that this is mezuman. Once you lifted up the chicks and now the mother bird comes back, that's a mother bird sitting on mezuman efrochim, and that's not chayv in shiluach hakein even by chul. So still,
so you can do it again and again.
Yeah, you have to, if you know, if you are, you have to mafkir. So if you're mafkir, so then you have to mafkir then. So then the Gemara says, Ella, dag bila'im. So must be forgetting the efrochim, rather you picked up the mother bird. Va'akdishe, and then you're makdish the mother bird, not the chicks, the mother bird you're makdish. The efrochim are still not mezuman though. V'hadar mikara. And then you put the mother bird back in. So now the mother's hakdesh and the efrochim are chulin. So Gemara says here, mikara echayv lebishluach mekamei deaktishay. In this case, even before he's makdishit, you find the nest and their mother and their efrochim there. So before hekdish, you have an obligation to perform the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird. So by you being makdishit, the picking up the mother bird and being makdishit, that doesn't change anything. It already was chayiv beforehand, as the Gemara explains. The Sanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef Omer hekdish chayiv. Let's say a person's makdish chaya, a wild animal. Then he shechs the chaya when it's betoras hekdish. Pater milchasos, he's pater because kisui adam doesn't apply to mukdashim. But let's say first he was shechted, first he shechted the animal. And then after the animal shechted, he was makdashit, he's chayv lechasos, he's ready, he has to chayv do kisui. Even though currently the animal is dead, it's hektish because he was makdashit, still there was a chiv kisui adam prior to becoming hektish. Shekfar nischayv be kisui adam, kisui, kod meshevol de hektish. Here as well, the chiv that he has to do now has nothing to do with the hektish. Since he came and found the mother bird and over there frochim, there's a chiv to do shalach to shaleach and to send away the mother bird, and he doesn't. And even though he's makdish the mother bird, it doesn't make a difference. Nothing changes because the chiv already exists. Meaning he would be chayiv in this case, even though the mother bird is hektish. So back to square one, what is the case where you have hektish? Yeah?
What's chayiv? I thought chayiv is potter from kisui.
No, chayiv, chayiv. Behemah's pater. Chayiv and ofer chayiv, behemah's pater. So then the Gemara says, so what is the scenario where you're chayiv, where there's a havamina that mukdashim would be chayiv in a shliach hakein and we paskin that you're pater? What's the case? So Rav Amar, three wide lines down, b'maktish peros, shovcho, umardu. The situation where you maktish the frochim, the chicks, and now they ran away, they flew away, and they started their own nest somewhere else. So Rashi explains what's going on here. Rashi, right around where we are in the Gemara, b'maktish peros, shovcho. Goes lo shovcho, l'mizbeach, lo los nedava. So you have a nest in your property, and there's some birds there, and you maktish that all the birds here, the little chicks, should be go for an ola, for the mizbeach. When these chicks grew older, Osan Peros Mardu, those fruits, those chicks grew bigger and they flew away. They rebelled. The Yatsu, the Kananim, and Makam Acha, they started a nest and a whole new family somewhere else out in the wild. The Meikara, Kiaktishinu Didei, Havu, when you're Makdish, the chicks, that was good because it was in your property, so the Hektish was Chal. The Chal Hektish Alayu. However, Hashad de Matzah, now that you found them out in the wild, La Mizuman, which is no longer Mizuman, is not on your property. They started their own nest somewhere else. V'yihav v'chulun have a mechayva. So had it been chulun, it would be a chayv. But now that they already have a hektish from 3 years ago when you're makdish the chicks, so now, even though it's not Mizuman, there's a ptur because they're hektish. That's the case according to Rav.
So these become the M, meaning the ones that...
Correct, exactly. They become the M, exactly.
They become the M.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, B'maktish tarnegolaso lebedek abayis. Shmuel says, we're not talking about when you're maktish the animals for Kedusha's Mizbech. We know there are two basic types of hektish. One is hektish lemizbech. That was Rav. Rav says, you're maktish lemizbech, which is Kedusha's aguf, where there's intrinsic Kedusha to the animals. Here Shmuel says, no, it's Kedusha's bedek abayis, which means that there's only Kedusha so much so as in terms of the value of the bird, but it's not intrinsic to the bird. It's just you have to redeem it, and that money is used for the upkeep of the base of Mikdash lebedek abayis. So that's the scenario according to Shmuel, the Bedek Abayis. So Gemara is going to explain what's going on here. Bishma, I understand Shmuel lo amar karav. I understand why Shmuel didn't want to say like Rav, to come mokim lo bekachu Bedek Abayis. Because Shmuel wanted to expand it. Why limit it to only a case of Kedusha's Mizbeach? I thought Shmuel says to even expand it to Kedusha Bedek Abayis. So that's why he didn't like Rav's pshat. Ela Rav, my time lo amar kashmuel. Why didn't Rav suggest like Shmuel? Why didn't Rav be more expansive and say, even my Kedusha's Bedek Abayis? There should be the same scenario. There should be a Ptur Shulach HaKeim. So Gemara explains, and this is how we appreciate Shitas Rav, Shmuel, Amr Lecha Rav. Rav says, Davka Kepatri Mishiluach Kekon Peperos Shovcho the Kaddish Mizbeach Ninu. I think that only Kedusha's Mizbeach is Pater from Shulach HaKeim. Kedusha's Bedek Abayis is not Pater from Shulach HaKeim. Why not? The Kaddish Mizbeach Ninu. Dechaven the Kaddish Kedusha's Aguf. Kedusha's Mizbeach means it's intrinsic. It's Kedusha's Aguf. It's part of the body. So lo pake kedushas ayu minayu. So when these birds, I have these little chicks in my property, I'm maktishem kedushas mizbeach. And when these birds fly away and start their own family, now they still are kedusha because it's kedushas aguf. You can't remove that kedushas aguf from them. So that's that case. However, about maktish tarnigolos the bedek abayis. If I maktish my chicken for bedek abayis purposes only, the lav kachem mizbeach. It's not going to be kadosh mizbech. The kedusha is damim ba'almahu. It's simply the value is kadosh, but they're not intrinsically kadosh. So kevin demarde, once they fly away and start their own family, paka kedusha sayu, they're now, the kedusha is removed, and they're regular chulun animals, and they would be chayeves bishiluach. They'd be chayev to do shiluach hakein. So there's a very fundamental machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. When Kedushas Bedek Abayis birds fly away, do they retain the Kedusha Bedek Abayis, or do they lose the Kedushas Bedek Abayis? And that's the Nekudas machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So what's Shmuel's response back to Rav? How does Shmuel think that the Kedusha Bedek Abayis remains on these birds? Shmuel Amar, Kol Hecha de Isa, Bebe Gaza de Achamana Isa. Wherever the birds are, even though it's only Kedusha Bedek Abayis, even though it's a very superficial Kedusha, it still is always under the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. De Chsiv La Hashem Ha'aretz Umloa. Everything is Hashem's. No matter where it flies away, you can't escape the Kedusha Bedek Abayis. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. And keep in mind Rabbi Yochanan Shita here, just for a moment. He says, the Makdish Tanagalasa Lebedek Abayis. Umardo, he gave the same exact okim to Eshmuel that even Kedusha Bedek Abayis retained the Kedusha when it flies away. So Amar Le Rabbi Shimon Med Lakish, Rish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan, how could that be? V'chayven shemar, don't we say once the birds fly away, pakala kedusha asa? The kedusha bet gabayis should be removed. Amalei, no. Rabbi Yochanan responds back, v'bei gaza drachmana isa, it's in the base kniz, it's in the storage house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter where it is, d'chziv la Hashem ha'aretzim loa. So that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about which case the Mishnah is talking about, Mimukdashim, even though it's hekdesh, it's still going to be pater from Shiluach HaKim. So Gemara asks the question, with, according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rami the Rabbi Yochanan, Rami the Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish. So Dietmar says, Mona zeh lebedek habayis. A person says, I'm dedicating this money to the bedek habayis. V'nigneva o nevda, it's stolen, it's lost. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chay b'achrius on your chayiv to repay ad sheyavo lidei gizbar, until it gets to the house of the treasurer. Reish Lakish Amar kol heicha de'isa. You don't have to replace it, because even though I don't have it in my possession, wherever it is, it's owned by Hekdesh, not my responsibility. So even though someone stole it, it's not Paka Kedushasa. It's in the Beit Gaza Drachmaninu. So we see here Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish switch around what they say from the previous case. The previous case, Kedusha Bet HaKabayis, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said, Kol Isa Bebei Gaza Drachmanin Isa. Now here, Reish Lakish is saying, by the case of the mana, it's bechol isa kol heicha de isa be be gaz rachman and isa. So there's a machlokus with a steer within Reish Lakish and a steer within Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, kasha Reish Lakish, ad Reish Lakish, kasha Rabbi Yochanan, ad Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, ad Reish Lakish, lo kasha. One statement is where before he heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, and one is where after he heard it, and he retracted, and then he changed. So the previous case by Kishulach HaKein, he hadn't yet heard from Rabbi Yochanan. So he thought, Paka Kedusha Asayu. But once he heard Rabbi Yochanan say, no, Kohecha the Isa Beg Azra the Rachmaninu, so then he said, ah, I agreed to my Rebbe. And that's why he said that din, by the case of the Mana of Bedek Abayis, no matter where it is, even though it's lost, Kohecha the Isa Beg Azra Rachmanin Isa. Ela the Rabbi Yochanan, the Yochanan, how do we explain this? It's a kasha. So Gemara says, not true. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, nami lo kasha. This is also not a steer within the Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Ha damar alai, ha damar harezo. Depends whether he said hare alai, it's upon me, versus harezo, where it's this particular animal. If he says hare alai, we know this already, there's ned there. Ned is hare alai, where alai, it's my responsibility to ensure that this gets brought to the base of Migdash. So if it gets lost, I need to replace it, that's alai. Harezo is this animal, only this animal, but if this animal gets stolen or lost, I don't have to replace it. So the case of Shulach HaKein is a situation where I raise you a lie, it's upon me, so you have to therefore make sure you get it, replace it. But when you say Harezu, where it gets lost, I'm sorry, other way around. Harezu, where this particular animal, by the Shulach HaKein is Harezu, this animal, wherever it gets lost, well, that animal is the base of Mikdash, no matter where it is. But the case of the Mana, if it gets lost, I need to replace it. Chai Bar Chuyuson, that's a Harei Alai, it's my responsibility upon me to ensure that it gets it to the base of Mikdash. So that's the difference between the two Rabbi Yochanans. Gemara says, wait a second. If we're saying it's Harezu Alai, Harezu versus Harei Alai, that's the difference. Mechlau, that implies then, the Reish Lakish, Afa Gav Damer Alai, Lo Mechayv, would Reish Lakish say, even though you say Alai, you're not responsible? So we're saying the case of Manda Zela Betekabai is Harezu Alai, Reish Lakish says, you don't have to return it? You're not Chai Bach Ryuson? How could you suggest that? Everyone agrees Harei Alai, you always have to replace it if it gets lost. That Tani, the Braisa tells us, Eze Neder Eze Hinadava, Neder Haome Harei Alai, Ola, Nidava, Haome Ola, Nidava, Haome Arezo, Ola. So the difference between Neder is Alai and Nidava is Zo. So Ma Be Neder Lenidava, Neder Mesa, Onigneva, Oshavda, if the Neder case, the animal dies or it gets lost, Chai Bach Yuso, you have to replace it no matter where it is, no matter how it got lost. If it's a nadava, if it's meso, nigdava, shavda, ain't a chai b'ach yuso. So how can Reish Lakish contend with this grice here? Ahre alai, everyone agrees you are chai b'ach yuso. So the Gemara says, Amar l'cha Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, there's a fundamental difference though, hani mile kachim is be'ach de mechus ha'krava. It's only true that kachim is be'ach, that if you lose it, ahre alai, you have to replace it. That he agrees to. But aval, kachim b'edek habayis, de la mechus ha'krava, that there's no, let's say, the Bedek HaBayis is not brought as a carbon, it's not lacking HaKrava. So then, Afa Gav Damar Alai, Lo Mechayiv. Even if you do say Alai by Kadosh Bedek HaBayis, you don't have to insure it. It's not missing anything. It just has to be brought to Bedek HaBayis, but it's not missing HaKrava. And therefore, you have fulfilled your obligation by simply mafresh it. Just look at Rashi just to make this clear. Rashi around 10 narrow lines up. De Mechusar HaKrava. Dichi amar alai hachi kamar. This is what he says. Alai la vil azara. When you say alai by a carbon, it's saying I need to bring a carbon to the azara, and therefore you have to replace it. Even Reish Lakish agrees. Ava bedek abayis gamru b'hafrashaso. Bedek abayis, I'm complete. By the moment I separated the item of bedek abayis, that's my obligation. Yes, you're supposed to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, but Rashi explained that's not part of the obligation. The obligation is simply to create the Kedusha wherever they might go. That's no longer my responsibility. That's the difference between a Harei Alai versus bedek abayis and Mizbeach. So then the Gemara says, V'hatan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us, Ha'omer shur ze ola, bayi ze karbon, meisa shur nafla bayis, eno chai b'achriyusam. If you say that this animal, harei ze, and it dies, you don't have to replace it. If you say, shur ze alai ola, bayi ze alai karbon, meisa shur, v'nafla bayis chai v'lishalim. So this case, if it by a zahre, shur ze alai by a karbon, or bayi ze alai by bedekabayis, by alai, bedekabayis, and it falls, you do have to replace it. So this is an example of using harei alai, even by bedekabayis, yet the Mishnah says, you are chayev b'achriyusin against the distinction of Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, hani mile heicha demeis hashor, v'naf abayis chayev l'shaim d'lesnayum. It's only true when the be'en no longer exists, the house collapsed. So then you have to replace even bedekabayis. Aval heicha the isnai, when the animal, the object, is still alive, you just don't know where it is. So then you say, kol heicha the isa, bebegaz de rachmana isa. Wherever it is, even though I don't know where it is, but as long as it exists in the world, it's under the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dichsiv la'ashem ha'aretz umlo. So just to be clear within Reish Lakish, if you say harei alai by a carbon, so then you're responsible to replace it if it gets lost. Harei alai by bedek habayis, it depends. If the bedek habayis is still in existence, so then you don't have to replace it. But if harei alai by bedek habayis, and the bedek habayis is destroyed, so even in that case, Reish Lakish would agree you would have to replace the bedek habayis.
So basically, the case of Shiloh HaKen Dashim is almost impossible, because you have to, the guy has to recognize the bird meaning the guy who, if somebody else finds it, he'll never know that it's bedek habayis.
Ain't achanami, but wouldn't be the first time that's so rare.
Yeah. He has to recognize that it's bedek habayis.
Ain't achanami, yeah.
But
many times you have in the shas, it's not a, right. Not a, you put a little tag around and say this is hektish, right. So. Okay, so then
maybe
the...
that's what they did, and somebody else finds it.
Who knows, yeah. It's an unlikely case that this would really happen. So then the Gemara says, last six lines of the Yomad here, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Hakol Modim, everyone agrees that the Erechin, when it comes to the lachas of Erechin, Afa God, what's Erechin? Just to be clear, what Erechin is, there's a whole Masechta called Erechin. Erechin is a situation where there's a whole tabular of how to calculate a person's value, but not value in terms of market value, but there's a table. So a person, depending on age and gender, there's a certain value of Erechin. So a person says, I want to give Erechin to myself, so my age is 38 and I'm a male, so based on the Torah Pesukim, it tells you how much you have to pay. And if you want to say, Harei Erechin of you, I want to pay your Erechin, so I look at your age and your gender, I look at the table and the Torah, and then I have to pay that amount to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Erechin. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nuna Hakol Modim BeErechin." Everybody agrees by Erechin. Yafa Gav De Amar Alai. Even if you do say Harei Alai Erechin of someone else or myself, Lo Mechayv. I don't have to pay it back if I lose the money. So what does that mean? So Gemara explains, "My time. What's the reason? De Lo Mitamer Le Belo Alai." So you can't say Erechin without Alai. Erechin has to come with the words Alai. So since Alai is a necessary part of Erechim, it can't prove anything. Because Heichi Lema, how could you possibly say without a lie? Lema Erechi Aman. If I say, my Erechin Aman Lema, Erech Ploni Aman. Erechi of who? Erech Ploni of who? Which person? It's unclear. And therefore, they say, Harei Alai, that say, I am responsible to pay. Erechi Alai or Erechi Ploni Alai? You have to say the word Alai. And therefore, since you must say the word Alai, you can't prove anything about additional responsibility of Erechin if the money that you set aside gets lost. So the Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense. Maskevla Rava Lema Haireni Berechi. Hareini Berechi works very nicely. I didn't say the word Alai. Hareini Berecha, I am now obligating myself in Erechi, my Erechin. I didn't say the word Alai. So therefore, since I didn't say it, I can say it without Alai. And if I were to say Harei Alai, that would add a further obligation of Achrayos on the Erechin. And further, V'od, Tanya, there's a brisa that clearly says, Rabbi Nasan Omer, V'nasan is the Erechacha, the pasuk says, by Yomahu, Kodesh Lashem. So what do we learn from that pasuk? Matam Alomer, Lefisha, Matzinu, Be'akdeshus, Amaisus, Shemeschal, and Almaos. Shebechulin, we know, we found by Hekdesh and Meiser, that if you're Machal, the Kedusha, onto Maos, that Shebechulin, Nignivu, Oshavdu, Eino Chai Bachu Yusun. So now, if the money gets lost or stolen, you're not responsible to pay. So Yachal Avzeh, one might think Avzeh Kain, one might think by Erchin as well. If you're pode the money, you lose the money, you're not responsible to replenish the Erchin. Tamalomar Vinasan Esa Erkacha, tell me again, Ad Shiavo, Avigulin, Ad Shiavo, Lide Gizbar. Meaning by Erchin, there's a special din, it's the opposite. There's a more of a chumrah to ensure that the Beis HaMikdash receives the money of Erchin. We suggested before that Erchin's never Chai Bachrayas, and here we're saying that Dafka is more Chai than any other case of Pinyam. So Ella, Gemara says it's the complete opposite. The Erchin, we knew something was different about Erchin. The Gemara suggested that Erchin was Lakula. Now the Gemara is saying the complete opposite, that Erchin is actually completely Lachumar. Eliyit Mar Hachidmar. Amr of Amnuna, Hakom Modim Be Erchin, everyone agrees by Erchin, the Afagav, the Lo Amar Lai, Mechayv, that by Erchin, even without saying a lie, you're Chai Bachrayos. Even though normally you need the word a lie to be Chai yourself in Achrayos, Erchin doesn't need a lie. Even without that, you're Mechai Bechayas. Why? Dechsiv, Venosan, as Erkacha, Chulin Hain, Biyadcha Ad Shevoli De Gizbert. Chulin, you are responsible to ensure that the money of Erkin goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, the Gemara now says, quote, we have from the Mishnah yesterday's daf, Chomer Bekiso. We had some Chomers at Kiso versus Shulach HaKein. So, Tanya Rabban, the Braisa tells us, Ki Yuk Kari Kan Tzipor Lefanecha, if there happens to be a bird's nest in front of you, Ma Tam Alomer Lefishan, Emar, says in the Pasuk, Shalach Tishalach, Esa Eim Esa Banim, Tikach Lach, you send away the mother bird and you could take the children. Yachal, this is a very interesting Gemara, Yachal Yachzer Behari Mugvos, Kadeshi Matze Kain. One might think you should look high and far for a basket, a nest, to Makai in the midst of Shalach HaKein. Tam Alomer Ki Kare, Bimor Lefanecha, only if it happens to be. So this is very important because this Gemara indicated, based on this Gemara, they debate how far a person should go in order to do Shulach HaKein. So everyone agrees, based on the Gemara, you shouldn't chase after. But let's say I'm walking, I happen to see them. But I don't want the eggs, but I see it. It's a kare. So am I chayv to do it if I see it? Or only if I want the eggs should I be doing the mitzvah? So that's a big machlokus in the Rishonim and in the Achronim as well. That being said, even though the Gemara sounds like a person shouldn't chase after, based on the Zohar, many Gdolim were, they did chase after this mitzvah in order to fulfill the mitzvah. It's a big in and out pi Kabbalah, Shulach HaKein. But the Pashup Shah of the Gemara is, we do not chase after the mitzvah Shulach HaKein, only if it happens to be. But the Gemara, the Poskim do learn this unique thing to Shulach HaKein. Other mitzvahs, we do try to, we are mahadir after mitzvahs. The Gemara is known very much to look after every single mitzvah. He asked a big real estate owner in Eretz Yisrael to give him a daba Dal Amos, a property in Eretz Yisrael, so he could fulfill the mitzvahs of Arla and Detervai and Nepeya and Leket Shecha and so on. He would chase after mitzvahs, but Shulach HaKein is an example where we don't look for the mitzvahs. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Mikomak, so his answer is, Kein Mikomakum. That it says a stam nest, no matter where the nest is, you're chayv no matter where the nest is. So then the Gemara says, we'll learn a little bit later more about this Indian of Cain, Mikol Makom. Then it says, Tzipor, the Tzipor tells us, Tahora v'lo temeya, that the bird has to be a kosher bird and not a non-kosher bird. The word Lefanech in the Pasuk tells me, Shebreshus HaYachid, that it's in Reshus HaYachid, that Rashi explains, Lefanecha, Mashma, Reshus HaYachid, Kegom Bipardes Ubesada She'enu Mishtameris, Delo Kanilei Chatzero Dela Mizumanu. So Reshus HaYachid, we know that if it's owned, then you're not chayv. The case if it's someone else's property, I see a basket. If it's mishtameres, if the way it works by chatzer, if my chatzer, your chatzer is only kone, if that chatzer is mishtameres, if it's fenced in. Rashi says it has to be fenced in entirely. So if it's something in my property, even though I don't know about it, I'm kone. But let's say my property doesn't have a fence, and something comes into my property, heifer comes to my property, I am not kone with my chatzer. So you see a nest in my property that isn't fenced in, you could come into my property and perform the mitzvah. Even though it's reshus hayachid, that's not called owned if it unless I was magbia the nest or the bird. So then the Gemara says, what we learn from the word baderech, it says in the pasuk, mishis rabim, if it's the public domain, you're chayv as well. Bilanos minayin, how do I know if you find them on a tree, you're chayv as well? Tamalom or b'choleitz, any tree that you find it on. What about other areas, beboros, shichin, ma'aros, other types of pits and caves and whatnot? Minayin, how do you chayv in shulach hakein, do you find the nest there? Tamalom or o'al aros, no matter where you find it. So the Gemara then asks a very basic question. We just include every single case that you find an S, other than if it's owned, then you're chayav to do shulach hakein. So if chimeachar shesofenu l'rabos kol davar, even since in the end of the day, we're coming to include every single case of shulach hakein, l'fanecha b'derech lamali. What if they say, l'fanecha means rishas yachid, l'b'derech means rishas rabim? We should simply say that chol aretz, wherever you find it. Why specify each case? So the Gemara says, "Lo milcha to tell me ma derech shein kina biyadcha." Just like that, when you find the derech, when you find something rishis rabim, it wasn't mezuman, it wasn't available to you, it just happened to be. Af kol sheinu kana biyadcha. So too, every case, even rishis yachid, it's only chayev if it's not mezuman, only if it's hefker. So mikan amru. From here, we learn yone shovach v'yone aliyah, different types of birds that are hefker shekinu betfichim, that they set up a nest in different walls, different jars or jugs in the walls or something, different holes in the wall. You know, pigeons will make nests anywhere. You go to the city, the pigeons will make nests in under subway systems and wherever they can find the place to make a nest. Ubebiros and then towers, avazim v'tarnagolim, the kinu bepardes, they make nests in the orchards. Chai b'shiloch, no matter where you find these things, as long as it's not mezuman, you're chayiv. Aval, however, kinu b'soch habayis, if it's in a place that's protected under your watch in your house, v'chein yoni hardisaos, which are ones that birds that are grown or raised in one's home, these are cases of patar mishiluach. So that's the din. It has to be outside your property, can't be under your ownership to be chayiv and shiloch hakein. If they make a nest in your house, if you have a cage or a nest inside your house, yeah. Once it's outside the house, so if it's not a chatzim shemer,
it will be the same thing as chatzim shemer.
Exactly, right. So then the Gemara says, "Amar Mar, we said before, Ma derech shein kina biyadcha, af kol shein kina biyadcha." So just like that, which is on the derech where no one owns it, so too any other case of a nest, if it's not owned, it's not under someone's watch, it's chayv and shlach hakein. So halamali, what's the need for the drasha derech? We already know from the pasuk miki kare nafka. Ki kare means when it's a mezuman, when it just happens to be that way. Isn't that the same exact drasha from derech that's not karen biyadecha? So Gemara says ki kare is pratla mezuman. That's excluding that which is mezuman, that which is hefker. Is we learn from ki kare. So again, the question still remains. So what's the need for levanecha? So that's a second question. So we have three different drashas, it seems, telling me the same exact din, that it can't be any type of kinyan. So Gemara says, no, Ella, really, the drasha works as follows. Lefanecha comes la suye shahayu lefanecha umardu. We learn the word lefanecha. Ki kare tells me that it has to be hefker. The Fanecha tells me, let's say you did have it once, Shehayu Fanecha, it was yours, and Umardu, then it ran away, it flew away, so then that's no longer considered Mezuman, and you would be Chayiv. And what we're going to learn from the word Baderech, Kidrav Yehuda Marav, Damar Yehuda Marav, Motza Ka Kain Bayam, you find a nest in the water, and the way they explain this in Rashi is that a flood came and took the tree along with it, so you have a tree and a nest floating along the water. So how do you know you're chayiv? It's chayiv b'shiluach. You're chayiv in that case as well. Shenemar ko amar shem hanosin bayam derech, because that which is this is, by the way, the Arizal says this pasuk hanosin bayam derech is a reference to Elul. This is a pasuk of Elul. He writes there's a Rashi Tevos here. I don't remember what it is. It's a gematria of some sort. But either way, the drash from Derech is telling me that even that which is in the water is chayiv and shalach hakein. So just to be clear now, so from the word ki kare we learn has to be hefker. From the word lefanecha we learn even though you once owned it and it became hefker, that's chayiv as well. And from the word Derech we say even that which is on the Derech bayam, nosim baderech yam, bayam Derech, that's also called Derech, and that's also chayiv and shalach hakein. So El Miata, if you're telling me anything that's called a derech is chayiv and shulach hakein, so matzah came b'shamayim, you have a nest that's somehow floating in the air, not on a tree, not on anything, it's floating in the air. So one should be chayiv, d'chsev derech nesher b'shamayim, that there's the path of the eagles in shamayim. So you say a floating nest, that should be chayiv and shulach hakein because it's called a derech, that's a strange thing. Gemara says, hachanami d'mechayiv b'shulach hakein, and answers the Gemara, derech nesher ikri, derech stam alo ikri. A derech nesher it's called, but it's not called derech stam. The only time you're chayiv in shulach hakein if it's called stam aderech. That which is floating in the air is not called stam aderech. That's called the derech nesher, the path of the eagles. And a path of the eagles, derech nesher, is putter from shulach hakein.
But the path in the yam is?
Yeah, because the pasuk says, hanosim yam derech. The Torah tells us, a derech. It doesn't say derech yam, it says a derech.
Also,
so,
the
mice, that's another story.
A tree can float.
We don't talk about possibilities here.
It says a bird's carrying
Right, the bird itself. Could be a big bird carrying the tree.
Then could be nest. Somehow it's up in the air. Whatever the case is. So then the Gemara says, "Amrile paponai le rav masna." So matza came be rosh shaladim. Let's say you find a nest in a guy's head. Poor guy. He's got someone building a nest on his head. So ma, what's the dinner? Would you have a mitzvah shilach hakein on his head? So Gemara says, "Amar." It says in pasuk, "Vadama arosha." There's a ground on the head, which means that the head has a din of adama, a din of a tree, and you would be chayv in shilach hakein if you saw a nest on a guy's head. So then the Gemara says, perhaps one of those famous Gemaras in Maseches Chulin, Moshe min HaTorah minayin. How do we know Moshe's hint of the Torah? And the Gemara says, Bishagam hu basar. Obviously, we know Moshe is mentioned many times, so this is a big question for Farshim to deal with. They pretty much want to know where was he mentioned before he was actually brought into this world. So Bishagam hu basar, which is the Gematria Bishagam, the Gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. Interestingly, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Bishagam hu basar v'hayu yom, of his days were Mev Esem Yom, Shana, 120 years, which was exactly the age Moshe Rabbeinu lived until. So that's the reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. Haman min HaTorah minayin, whereas Haman hinted at Hamin ha'eit, from the tree. Haman is the same letters, of course, of Haman. That's a reference connecting Haman to the Nachash HaKadmoni. Esther min HaTorah minayin, where do we see Esther's hinting at in the Torah? V'anochi haster aster, I'm going to hide myself, my face. That's a reference to Esther Hamalk. Mordechai min HaTorah minayin, where is he? Mordechai's hinted at. So as it says in the Pasuk, Dichsiv Mardror, one of the first simonim of the B'Samah used for the Shem HaMishcha, it's called Mardror, Umetargamina, and the Targum tells us Meira Dachya are almost identical letters as Mordechai. That's a reference to Mordechai. Again, there's much to be said about these Gemaras, but not for now. So then the Gemara of Ezun, Shein Mazuman, so the Mishnah had said that there are a number of examples of that which is considered Hefker, where there is a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. So Rabbi Chi, one of the examples the Mishnah mentioned was Yone Hardasios. These types of Yonim are Pater from Shiluach HaKein because they're in the house, in the property, under someone's Rishus. So Gemara says, Rabbi Chi of Rabbi Shimon, they have a Machlokas. Chatani Har Hadrasios. The Chatani Hardesios, the ration dollar switched around. Whether Hadrasios or Hardesios, what's the difference? Man the Tani Hardesios al Shem Hordes. Hordes HaMelech, so he would raise Yonim apparently, so they're called Yone Hardesios, based on Hordes. Uman the Tani Hadrasios al Shem Mekomon, apparently that's the place. Hadrasios was the name of a place where the Yonim, these doves came from. So Amar Rav Kana, Rav Kana said, Lididi, Chazan, I observed these Yonim. The Kaima Shitzar Dari, there were 16 in there 16 rows of them, the Pise Mile that spread out to a length of a mil. The Havikari Kiri Kiri, they were calling out Kiri Kiri, which means master, master. There was some type of parrot of some sort, they were able to say words, so they're calling out Kiri Kiri, master, master. The Havikhad Munai, one of the Yonas refused. The Lo Havikari Kiri was Kiri Kiri, wouldn't call the words Kiri Kiri, refused to bow down to its master. So Amrile Chaverta, so its friend said, Suma, are you blind? Imri Kiri Kiri, you should say Imri Kiri Kiri like the rest of us. Don't you see the master's coming? So these are the Yonim of Hordes, by the way. So we know Hordes was very, insecure about his role. He was really an Eved. So he was trying to overcompensate. So he wanted everyone to bow down to him, even the birds to bow down to him. So he demanded all the birds bow down. So there's this one bird that refused to bow down or to say Kiri Kiri, Adon Adon, master, master. So Amri, so he said to him, Suma Amri Kiri Kira. So it said, the one that said, the fact that you're a Suma, or you're a Shota for calling a Kiri Kiri, because he's a Biri, this guy's an Eved, he's an Eved, you're calling an Eved a master, what got into you? So Asi Ashchate, they heard the Yonas talking, and took the rebellious Yonah and shechted it. Okay. So Amar Vashi, Rav Ashi said, Amar Li Rabbi Chanina, Milin, these things are just words, Ba'am, this thing really never happened, that birds don't really talk. Gemara said, Milin Sakadaitach, these are just words, El Eima Bim Milin, I the kishif. What was going on here, it really was, but it wasn't really the birds talking. There was some type of kishif that was going on here for this very strange maisa. So, of tamei pata mishumil shaleach, the Mishnah Torah says, well, that a non-kosher bird is exempt from the mitzvah shilach hakein. So, minahani mili, how do you know a of tamei is pata from shilach hakein? Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, Damakra, the Pasuk tells us, ki kare kaikan tzipor lefanecha, of mashmalan bentar bentame. The word of is expansive. It includes all types of birds, kosher birds, non-kosher birds, but the word tzipor, tower, is called tower. Ashkan de akri tzipor, tahor, ashkechan de ikri tzipor, tamay lo ashkan de ikri tzipor. We find places where only kosher birds are called tzipor, but never do we find a non-kosher bird is called a tzipor. So since it says ki kare kan tzipor, that indicates only a of tahor. The Toshma, the Gemara brings a raya, it says that Tavnis called Tzipor Kanaf. So it talks about any type of birds in the context of destroying any idols you have, any statues of Avodah Zarah. So any kol tzipor kanaf, any type of bird, one should destroy. My lav tzipor bein tar bein tamer. This does not include even a non-kosher bird. I mean, any bird that have a statue that they make, you should destroy. It says kol tzipor, that implies bein tahor bein tamer. So Gemara says, again, my lav tzipor bein tar bein tamei, and kanaf means chagavim. Kanaf is an extra word telling me even grasshoppers, if you find a grasshopper statue, you should destroy it as well if it's a avodah zarah. Where it says, lo, that's not the correct drasha. Tzipor means tahor, and when it says kanaf, it means tamei v'chagavim, including them together. So tzipor does still only refer to kosher birds. Tashma, another pasuk based on pasuk in Tilum. Hachayev achol behema remes v'tzipor kanaf. So my lav tzipor bein tar bein tamei kanaf chagavim lo. Same thing. Tzipor means tower and kanaf means tamei v'chagavim. Same exact drasha. Tashma, it says again, kol tzipor kol kanaf. My lav kidmakshan. Like we said above, tzipor means bein tamei bein tower. No, lo kidmashinan. Same exact answer that we break it up the same way. Tashma Yecheskel says Va'ata ben Adam emor the tzipor kol kanaf. My lav kedashina, like we said before, that really means bein tamei bein tower. Lo kedashina, same exact answer that tzipor means tower and kanaf means tamei and chagavim. And finally, the last one, at least for today, Tashma, the Gemara goes on to Amud Beis, rather Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. It says ubeis in the pasuk of Daniel uban fohi yiduron tzipare shemaya. Tzipare shemaya ikri, that we call these birds which are referring to non-kosher birds, it's called tzipare shemaya. But tzipare stama lo ikri. So these non-kosher birds are referring to the birds of the sky. But stam tzipor, we don't call tamei birds a stam tzipor. Okay, so we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.